It's a special satisfaction for me to address you today. Over the past 12 months, I have had the opportunity to attend 3 meetings of the small island development states. In September last year in Samoa, I participated in the 3rd International Conference on SEEDS. Last February in the Bahamas, I attended the Conference of Heads of Government of the CARICOM. And in May, I attend in Papua New Guinea the meeting of the Southwest Pacific Ministers of Agriculture. Now it's my pleasure to welcome all of you here at FAO headquarters. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change is a recurring theme in our conversation, and it is perhaps the most dramatic issue that the SEEDS faced. It is a life changer. It is the top of the international agenda, and it's central to future sustainable development. 2015 can mark a historic turning point in the way the world addressed climate change. In September, the global community is expected to adopt the SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. And at the next conference of parties of UN Convention on Climate Change will be held in December in Paris. It'll be a good opportunity to embrace individual and collective responsibility on climate change. A global effort against climate change is essential, especially for small island states. FAO is working with government and the global community to ensure that our climate change efforts preserve food security. The SEEDS are among the most vulnerable nations to extreme natural events. Events that become more frequent, violent, unpredictable with the impact of climate change. FAO has been offering emergency assistance following what we call the 3R approach. First R, provide relief. Second R, recover the livelihoods of farmers, fishers, and rural population. And finally, the third, build resilience so that the communities can better cope with similar situations if they repeat. Relief, recover, and resilience for sustainable development is what FAO is trying to do, assisting the SEEDS country. We know that climate change is not the only challenge that face the small islands. The proportion of unnourished people in SEEDS has fallen at a lower rate than global. SEEDS are also being affected by a rise of non-communicable diseases associated with obesity and unhealthy eating habits. To address the multiple burdens of malnutrition, we need sustainable and healthy food systems that increase the availability of nutrition and varied foods and that help consumers make healthy choices. The recovery of underutilized local crops, the strengthening of family farming, and a better use of fishery research is part of this effort we are doing in the SEEDS. Ladies and gentlemen, before ending, I would like to mention the Memorandum of Understanding between FAO and the ACP group that we are signing here today in your presence. This agreement falls within the context of our renewed partnership with the small island development states and with Africa. It's a renewed commitment that reflects the new strategic directions of FAO and ACP implemented after Ambassador Patrick took office. The memorandum emphasized the potential for South-South and triangular cooperation and puts a focus on food security and nutrition, family farm, sustainable development, climate change, market information, responsible agriculture and investment, and support to the ACP provide private sector development strategy. I would like to thank the Secretary General of the ACP for his personal engagement in this agreement to be signed today. It will allow us to further strengthen our collaboration. I believe that working together is the way forward. You can count on FAO, Patrick, as your partner. I would like also to say, in the same line, that we are looking for signing a memorandum of the understanding with Fiji that will allow us to upgrade our representation in the country. We want also to take Fiji as the reference to partnering with the South Pacific Community and South Pacific Forum based in the island. Let me mention that for the first time in FAO conference that we have all the Pacific Islands present. This is one of the main achievements.
You've chosen a very historically significant day for us to come here on the 6th of June, as you know, 40 years ago in Georgetown, Guyana, the Georgetown Agreement signed, which established the ACP Group. So we're very happy that you choose today.
Okay.
It's our 40th. It's our 40th birthday anniversary, and we want to say how much we have enjoyed working with the FAO. It goes back very far in programs such as forest law enforcement, governance, and also more recently on the All ACP Agricultural Commodities, which have helped us to diversify from our traditional export crops and also to look at improving the livelihood of small producers. And even more immediate is the one between the Caribbean and Pacific on the Agriculture Policy Support Program, which we work closely with the FAO and our Center for Technical Cooperation, CTA, in Wageningen, will be collaborating with you. More significantly, our event today, and we're very happy that the chairman of the Development Finance Committee of our Committee of Ambassadors, the Ambassador Dr. Luteru of Samoa, who's here with us, would have given his approval for our intra-ACP strategy. And in that strategy, we have both launched a permanent forum on small island developing states, and we will be allocating an indicative sum of 6 million euros to support the work, and we will have that collaborated very closely with the FAO. In this regard, the Secretariat will always be available to work with the FAO, both at technical and policy levels, especially for capacity building in our small island developing states, and also to give great attention to South-South and triangular cooperation. I believe, therefore, that today's MOU will open new avenues towards the sustainable intensification and productivity of agriculture, the development of better agricultural value chains, and the eradication of hunger in ACP countries. We thank you very much for this initiative. Thank you.